And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
It's all about the devices, platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the network. And you can do that by going to Stitcher. You can do it by going to TuneIn. You can do it by going to iHeartRadio. There's all a live concept there where you can grab the show, all the programming on the network as well. Plus, you can archive out something you missed, an interview you want to hear. And we'll be talking to Harry Donahue from the Temple Owls at 25 after this hour. And we'll have a little bit of fun with him. And all of those kind of things are available. You can go to our award-winning website, and it's an AVN award. And that's how I feel about it right now. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. All the shows, all of the interviews. Our webpage gives you all the interviews that are being done on all the various different shows. So if there's something that intrigues you, you want to go, hey, look, I missed Boog Powell. Hey, look, I missed Frank Robinson or somebody from this generation. Well, you can go right there, and you can grab that as well, and it's a pretty nice aspect to have on our website. So, you know, you can check all of that out. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, all the guys and girls that serve this country overseas, we love them. They give us a little love right back. Army Navy, as you know, was an amazing experience. We're going to be talking to Military Bowl today, so we're going to tie that right into the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back right after this.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey, Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA is Twitter. Joe's off for the rest of the week. A well-deserved rest. And we'll be talking sports to you right up until 2017, which is going to be a beautiful thing. And, you know, look, the world of sports is continually evolving, but it's amazing to me. I mean, you see more stuff that ends up being soap opera and TMZ stuff than anything you could possibly imagine, whether it's referee calls or you know, things that are going on at universities or in the pros, or it's drama and soap opera. And the Military Bowl, which will be played later today, has its share of intrigue as well. Temple Owls against Wake Forest. You all have been aware of what's been going on with Wake Forest, with their radio color guy giving plays to the opposition. And Temple has its own share of turmoil, albeit in a good way. It's a winning program that, you know, they're losing coaches who move on, and they hired a coach, the defensive coordinator from Florida, and he's not ready to come, though. He's going to coach Florida in their bowl game, and so the director of football operations is coaching the team at Temple, and Temple's kind of turning itself into a really good program. And Harry Donahue, their play-by-play guy from WPEN 97.5 FM out of Philly, we'll be talking to us about all of that stuff at 25 after the hour. But the place to start is Monday Night Football. And, you know, when you look at last night's game, it was a game for a while, actually a pretty darn good game for a while. And then the Cowboys just opened up the legendary can of whoopity ass and took their business against a good football team, 42-21 against the Lions. And the headline on ESPN is Lions don't look ready for prime time and lost to Cowboys. But the reality is the Lions have been playing pretty darn good football. Now, are they as good as the Cowboys? Certainly the Cowboys' offense is first rate. But, you know, Detroit did something that they were not able to do on a consistent basis, and that is pound the rock. And they did it early in the game. And this game was tied at halftime. It was a very good game. And the Cowboys just opened it up and took it away from them after that. And, you know, Stafford was okay. Nothing great. 26 of 46, no touchdowns, a pick, 260 yards. Dak Prescott is turning into a star, and when the formula works for the Cowboys, there is no getting around it. They play first-rate football. It takes the pressure off their defense. Dez showed up yesterday and had him a game. with just a miraculous catch in the end zone. And it the Cowboys are legit unless they play the Giants. You know, what are you going to do? But Prescott, and it, let me tell you something. Tony Romo will never start for this team again as their regular starter. It may happen because of injury. It may happen because of maybe next week they want to get the rust off if he's going to back up Dak throughout the playoffs. But their formula is there. They have their big three. I've talked about this at length with the Dallas Cowboys. They have their big three. Prescott, Elliott, and Dez Bryant. This is Aikman, Irwin, and Emmett in their eyes all over again. I'm not putting any of these guys in the Hall of Fame. Don't misunderstand it. But this is how Dallas built their greatness when Jerry had the team and first took over the team. And guess what? This is an opportunity here for Dallas to return to complete prominence in the National Football League. And as much as I hate the Dallas Cowboys, because I'm a Giant fan, it's good for the league because everybody can hate the Cowboys and everybody can root for the Cowboys. They're a national team. They have a fan base throughout the country. And if they can get back to the level that they were at when they were winning Super Bowls, it's good for the league. With a lot of bad things going on with the league, it's good for the league. Now, for the game itself, like I said, this was a very competitive game. Halftime, they're tied. And the Cowboys just came out and blew it out. They didn't let off the accelerator. They have a distinct advantage at home, 7 straight wins at home. Only lost to the Giants. They hit their franchise record in victories. And can break that if they happen to win next week. You know, they pulled a couple of things out of the bag of tricks with the reverse to Bryant, who ended up pulling it up, throwing a nice little lob to Jason Witten, got him a touchdown pass. Everything was working on all cylinders, except for the defense. And, you know, honestly, they got pushed around a little bit. You know, Zach Zenner, the undrafted running back out of South Dakota State, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns. But they game planned him in the second half and they stopped him. Guy doesn't have a big burst or anything. But here it was, Detroit, who's known for getting it done through the air with Matt Stafford, really just sticking it in the ear of the Dallas defense. And again, all teams have an Achilles heel. All teams. And their defense, to a certain degree, is theirs. Understand something, and we're big on stats on this show. Most people who do what we do for a living are. It fills a lot of time. But the reality is this. Dallas Cowboys have weaknesses on the defensive line. They have weaknesses in the defensive backfield. Sean Lee is a stud. He makes up for a lot of glaring weaknesses on that side of the football. But they can't get pushed around. They can't get thrown on. And what happens with the Dallas Cowboys is if for some reason their offense isn't firing on all cylinders and they're not controlling the clock, then their defense gets exposed, as do most in the National Football League. But, you know, statistically, I believe they came in as the leading rushing defense in the National Football League. They're not. They're not even close as far as talent and ability. Statistically, the reason why they are is because, number one, they've won a whole bunch of games, so teams are playing from behind and throwing the ball more. And two, their offense keeps the defense off the field, and they're able to keep that from being exposed as one of their major weaknesses. So, you know, look, it's they're playing great, and this isn't to diminish anything that they've done. They got Randy Gregory back, and that's going to make a difference. Let's see if he can stay clean for 2 whole games. before they go into the playoffs. He's got one in the books, so maybe they got one more out of him. And, you know, again, their defensive line is all kinds of nicked up. Also something to keep an eye on as we go into the playoffs. But they got the job done against Detroit. After we do our interview with Harry Donahue, we'll explore it a little more, get into a little bit of the nuts and bolts of what's going on. And, you know, we'll take it from there and then explore any other headline stories within the National Football League. But again, I'm watching this game last night, and it was a tale of two halves. It's literally what it came down to. And better teams will do that. You'll hang around for a little while, but eventually they'll just wipe you off the face of the earth. We'll pick it up with Harry Donahue, Temple Owls on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast, making sure it stays on the air. The phone's going to hold as we are joined by Harry Donahue from WPN 97.5 FM in Philly, and he is the voice of the Temple Owl football program, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show, Harry. Bob Black here.
Morning. How you doing, Bob? Pleasure to be there.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Greatly appreciated. We know there's a lot of tugging going on in your sleeves today. the game itself we will get to, but, you know, it's funny. I've been keeping an eye on this program for a while now, and I love the fact that Temple is starting to become one of those, they're going to be around every year kind of programs, and there seems to be a bit of a continuity starting to happen. Although they do keep losing coaches to bigger programs, it's pretty good to watch what's going on with the Temple Owls.
Well, you're right. You know, it all started almost 12 years ago with the hiring of Al Golden, who was one of the coaches you just mentioned. It moved on to a Power 5 conference, Al moving on to Miami, and then Steve Adazio came in for a couple of years and moved on to Boston College, and then Matt Rhule, who had been an assistant to Al Golden originally and left for 1 year, came back under Adazio. He was named the head coach 4 years ago, and lo and behold, he becomes the third straight coach to leave Temple after a winning record and go to a Power 5 conference. But that is, in some ways, you know, that's, I guess, the silver lining in the cloud whenever you have a coaching change, is the fact that the reason for it is the program's in pretty good hands.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you can take it back even further than that. Few people know that Bruce Arians coached this football team at one point in time.
That's going back, Bob.
Yeah, no. I know it is, but, you know, something, roots have to grow in the tree, and the ability of this program to get top-flight talent, as you said, when they move on to other jobs, you know, it speaks well of what they're doing there at Temple. And I guess that therein lies the issue. It's how do you keep these guys once they've achieved some level of success? And I guess that's the dilemma that Temple faces.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you spoke about Bruce Arians. There's still linkage even to the present because my color analyst in the booth is Paul Palmer, runner-up to Vinny Testaverde in 1986 in the Heisman Trophy balloting. And, of course, one of the guys that helped put Bruce Arians on the map, along with a guy by the name of Todd Bowles, now head coach of the New York Jets. So there is that linkage going back to the early 80s when Bruce came to Temple, having been an assistant to Bear Bryant in Alabama. So, and Bruce keeps tabs with the program and, you know, great friend of Temple University, as he will be forever. But, yeah, it does go back that far. Even before that, the Wayne Harden, I mean, look at the Irons. We're playing here today at Annapolis, where Wayne Harden is still the winningest coach in the history of the United States Naval Academy.
And there you go. And we just did Army and Navy. Joe and I did our show from Radio Row down in Baltimore. So that was a heck of a lot of fun, too. You know, to get to this incarnation, as you said, coach moves on. Your director of football operations is running the show, but you already have a coach in place in Jeff Collins. What does this mean to the team and the preparation leading up to the Military Bowl?
Well, the gentleman you mentioned who's the interim coach, Ed Foley, his brother, by the way, was Glenn Foley. You probably remember Glenn when he was at BC and the number one pick of Bill Parcells and the New York Jets a while back. But Ed's been a very loyal Temple guy. He has served, by the way, under the three coaches we mentioned, going back to Golden, then Adazio, and Matt Rhule. And the way I see it shaping up, he has an opportunity to either move on to Waco and be part of Rhule's staff at Baylor, or he can stay at Temple University under Jeff Collins, which is a nice position to be. Ed's a great guy. He's a local guy from South Jersey. Had been a head coach, by the way, at Fordham when Dave Clawson left up there. He was on Dave Clawson's staff, and Dave Clawson, of course, moved on. Went to Villanova and then eventually on to be the head coach at Wake Forest. So there's a lot of contact between those two guys. I think they were in each other's wedding, by the way. That's how close they were. But the transition's been kind of seamless, if you can say that, after what happened 3 weeks ago after Temple beat Navy in the conference championship game of the AAC. It only was like 72 hours, and Matt Rhule was out the door. That's how quick it happened. And these kids hung in there. Ed Foley assembled them and said, guys, we got a purpose, one, winning a bowl, two, becoming the winningest Temple team in history. If they win today, 11 wins. No Temple team has ever done that. So these are very tangible goals, and Ed Foley is trying to get the team across the finish line.
Well, you know, you bring those things up, and those are tangible goals. A lot of times in these bowl games, particularly where there are coaches in transition and a little bit of instability, and it's not instability in the fact that you guys don't have somebody lined up or anything, but, you know, there's movement. How's your sense of are these kids staying focused? Do you think they'll be ready and be up for this football game?
They've done it down the stretch of this season. There's no reason why they can't do it for this, which is, as they look at it, another their biggest game on the schedule. Every game has been the biggest game on the schedule for this team. That was what Matt Rhule preached. And they started off real sluggish. I mean, they were 3-3 after six games. And they were down in that seventh game, 25-8 on the road against Central Florida. They shut out Central Florida in the second half. They won the game with 1 second to go. They on a drive of 70 yards, four plays, no timeouts, four consecutive complete passes. Philip Walker to four of his receivers, including Keith Kirkwood, the final play of the drive with 1 second to go to win the game. And they haven't lost since. They take a seven-game win streak into the game today against Wake, and there's no reason to think that these kids don't have their eye on the ball and the goal of winning their eighth in a row and becoming the winningest team in Temple history.
You know, that would be quite a benchmark for this group of kids. And you know, it's funny. I worked down in Mobile at one point in time, and back in the day it was called the GMAC Bowl. And people don't understand, I think, to a very big degree. They love the Cotton Bowl and the Sugar Bowl and all the, you know, all of that good stuff. These bowl games mean a lot to these kids. The way they're treated, the banquets, the charity events that they go to. Talk about that a little bit, because you've been around it quite a bit yourself.
Right, and what it does, you know, you'd love to be playing in a New Year's Day bowl game in a Power 5 situation, but that's not the case. And these kids know that. They get it. They understand the system that they're part of at Temple University. But they had an experience last year. This is the second straight year, something else no Temple team has ever done, to play in a bowl game. They went down to Boca Raton, and it was a different atmosphere. I mean, they left having lost to Houston in the conference championship game. Let's face it, Houston had a great season last year. They went on to win against a Power 5 team down in Atlanta. But I guess you could say the difference this year is this team has still some goals and some momentum. Last year they came out really flat against Toledo, a great team out of the Mid-American Conference, and Temple knows a lot about the MAC teams, having been part of that for a few years a while back. But, you know, this year I think there's a different purpose, as we talked about earlier, about goals and what this team can do in terms of its legacy. The bowl experience is fine, but the other thing they have going for them, they didn't have to hop on a plane and take a trip down to, you know, Boca or Birmingham or someplace like that. Instead, they're relatively close. They're 2.5 hours away from the campus in Philadelphia. They have played as recently as 3 weeks ago at Annapolis, but they still got a touch of that bowl flavor. You know, they were at the U.S. Capitol. They visit veterans organizations. They bowled with some veterans, and that was a really, I think, you know, a learning experience for them to come in contact with some guys their own age who maybe have lost a limb in combat, and now here they are playing the biggest football game of their lives, and yet they're able to socialize and gain from the experience of having been exposed to some veterans who are in, obviously, a whole different set of circumstances. So it's been a great week. Like I say, you know, the eye is on the goal, and the goal right now is to win today against Wake Forest.
Harry Donahue, play-by-play voice of the Temple Owls, joining us here in the Attack. So let's get to a little bit of breakdown in the 2 minutes I've got you left, and talk about the matchups between these two teams, because Wake is certainly in a bit of turmoil themselves.
Yeah, how about that scandal? I mean, you know, I've been asked about it myself. Never heard of anything like that. A radio guy sharing some game plans. First of all, I don't get that kind of access. And I guess it's a good thing. I'll tell you a quick aside. I do basketball, too, for Temple for the last few years. And, you know, the great John Chaney, the Hall of Famer, back when he was coach, he wouldn't even let us ride on the team bus. We'd ride on an away game in an airport. And my color analyst, John Baum, who is Hall of Famer in Temple's basketball history, and our producer would have to rent a car. And I one time said to Coach, "Coach, you know, can't we at least, you know, just ride in the bus from the airport to the hotel?" He said, "Only essentials are allowed on the team bus. You're a non-essential." So I guess I found out pretty early in my career where I used to be coach. But and he was half kidding. He wasn't fully kidding. I mean, he meant that. But anyhow, that was I don't know how that whole situation at Wake Forest evolved. But boy, that's one for the books. Two really good, pretty good defenses, Bob, today. Temple third in the nation in terms of total yardage allowed, points allowed. They're eighth. And Wake Forest's defense, obviously, is the strength of that team as well, as they are number 50, I think, in terms of rushing yardage allowed, number 39 in total yardage, and they've only allowed 21 points a game. But I'd say if there's a decided edge, it would be Temple's offense over Wake's offense today. Philip Walker, one of the 13 seniors on this team, virtually holds every quarterback record in Temple history. And he's got two great running backs, another senior who he played high school ball with up in North Jersey, Jahad Thomas, and a sophomore, Raquel Armstead. By the way, he's from Millville, New Jersey, the home of Mike Trout. How about that? Two of the best athletes probably to come out of Millville High School, Mike Trout and Raquel Armstead. And then he's got the best receiving core that I've seen in 25 years of doing Temple football.
Well, Harry, we appreciate the couple minutes. Listen, go enjoy the game. We're up against the hard break, but thanks for your time. We'd love to have you back down the road.
Bob, my pleasure. Anytime, give me a call, and we'll talk about
it. Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time, I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Eh, might fall into the or what category. That was great stuff with Harry Donahue. I wish we had another couple minutes. Would have been fun, but he's on a really tight schedule today. He's getting demands from all over the place, including his own network. So, a good time there. But this game is going to be intriguing. And like I said, the reason why it stuck out for me is just the fact that, you know, you've got two teams in a bit of transition and a little bit of turmoil. Temple, not so much. I mean, look, they're going through a relatively seamless transition, and they've gotten used to this a little bit. I mean, their players, though, they have some outstanding guys. Hassan Reddick is a first-rate lineman who's going to play on Sundays. Philip Walker, almost 3,000 yards this year, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. You know, it, and again, I wanted to touch on that focus with Harry, just because of the fact that, you know, they have the ability to win 11 games if they win. You know, Foley certainly is a transition guy. Where he ends up going, whether he goes to Waco or whether or not he stays with Baylor, and he's got with Temple, and he's got those Jersey roots. So I know that helps them in recruiting. Also, there may be an opportunity for him somewhere down the line if yet they lose another head football coach. And that's the problem when you're playing in the American Conference. And, you know, the bigger teams come a-calling. Now, for the record books, Temple beat Wake Forest 36-0 in 1930. No, I wasn't there, Joe, so don't make the joke about it. But in reality, there's an opportunity here for them to kind of put their fingerprint on this game and show the rest of the country that on a collegiate level, this is a team to be reckoned with, that they're there with close to double-digit seasons pretty much every year now. You know, again, Baylor hires Matt Rhule. They don't expect him to go there and be a caretaker. Jeff Collins comes from a big-time program down in Florida as their defensive coordinator. And the one thing Florida's had over the last few years is defense. Not too much offense, but plenty of defense. So, you know, there's an opportunity for it to happen for them. Demon Deacons, boy, you know, all the stuff with Tommy Elrod and all the nonsense that went on with that. Let's put it this way. When that broke, I tried to get everybody involved with, I was calling students at Wake Forest, and nobody wanted to come on and talk about it. The newspaper people did not want to talk about it because it was an evolving story. Plus, they recognized if they went too deep into it, their access would get cut off. And that's the problem when you go into an area that only has a couple of newspapers and some of them are on the smaller side. You get on a blacklist, you don't get any access to the players, the coaches, or anything else. And it's tough because the program dominates the media. And that's exactly what went on down there. Obviously, Tommy Elrod wasn't available, and I have his cell phone number. It went directly to voicemail, and then he changed the number. There is weirdness going on in Wake Forest, but you're also looking at an American Athletic Conference team in Temple going up against an ACC team, so it's littler conference against a big conference. Let me tell you something. They're not going to be overmatched in this football game. Now, I don't know what Dave Clawson's going to be able to do to get his team ready. You know, but it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, they're number three. Temple is number three in the country in total defense and number eight in scoring defense. Five players all conference. It's almost half their defense. A couple of honorable All-American mentions. I mean, this is a first-rate team. Now, Wake also has its issues. It has its abilities, I should say. John Walford can play. He's a dual-threat kind of guy. But I think they're going to key on him. And, you know, from that point on, it's whether or not Temple can score points, because I think Wake is going to be hard-pressed to get it done. I really do. I think this is Temple's game to win. Go to 11. And we'll get Harry back on down the line talking about Big Six basketball with Temple and the ability to get that done, and we'll be talking about a football program that's on the come. And, you know, look, you get these opportunities and you look at what's going on with your football team, what's realistic, what's not realistic. It's very realistic for Temple to become one of those teams. And again, it's a notch below. And we talked about it. Harry briefly touched on it with Houston. You know, we've talked about it with Navy. Our buddy PJ Fleck with his team up in Michigan. In order for these teams to be recognized and to go in that direction, you've got to run the table. You can't have three losses. And Temple had terrific wins this year. But, you know, it's you can't have a loss. You may be able to have one. But in that conference, as it stands right now, they can't. They beat Navy in the championship game. They took care of their business. Nice win against Navy. Destroyed Navy's season with the injuries to the running back and the quarterback at the same time. But, you know, here's an opportunity. You get the midday exposure. Nothing else is on. They'll be playing at 3:30 on ESPN. And you have an opportunity to let the program shine in a pretty good light, and I think they're going to do that today against Wake. Other bowl matchups, you got North Texas, a sub-5, going up against West Point, the Army team. And again, and this is why I touch on this pretty much in every interview we do with a head coach or whatever. You know, look, it's the Heart of Dallas Bowl. Okay. You know, there's nothing to write home about that. It's certainly a secondary bowl. That's why it's on at noon on a Tuesday leading up to. But really, for these kids, and we saw what happened with Army and how passionate they were in the Navy game, and I'm sure that's what they're dealing with is guarding against letdown against a sub-500 team in North Texas. But you know something? For these kids, most of these kids will never suit up in a football uniform again. Army guys will be in an Army uniform, but they won't be suiting up in a football uniform. And the experience that they have, Harry talked about it, going to the hospitals, dealing with the veterans, bowling with the veterans, you know, the charity events, the banquets, they get the ring for participating in the bowl game. It's stuff that, you know, down the line when they're adults, you know, as opposed to being young men, young adults, that they could talk to their kids about and say, hey, you know, I was in Dallas back in 2016 and, you know, our team went up against Army. And we lost, but you know something, the experience was amazing. You're playing football now, you know, you're not going to North Texas, you're going to Texas. But appreciate what's there, you know, appreciate the opportunity that you have in front of you. You may never play in the pros. Maybe this is the last time you put on pads. And it's a big deal. I mean, it really is. You know, back in the Mobile days, I was trailing around down there. And I think at the time it was the bowl was GMAC, but I think the week was sponsored by Food World, among others. And it was the same deal. They went to schools. They went to hospitals. They put on clinics for some of the local high schools. And there were kids. And, you know, don't kid yourself. Alabama's a hotbed of Division I talent. And these guys were coming in and looking at these guys from the universities in awe. Because they hadn't set foot on a college campus to play yet. They'd only been recruited. Carson Palmer's kid brother, Jordan Palmer, was with UTEP at the time. And he ended up getting drafted. There were a couple of Thomas Howard ended up getting drafted and playing in the National Football League. So, you know, it means a lot to these guys. And they get treated like royalty. You know, they have the banquet hall and they have the big feast for the kids and, you know, all the fun and frivolity that goes on with that. They meet the politicians. You know, it's a BFD. And these kids appreciate it. Like Harry said, they understand it's not the Sugar Bowl. It's not, you know, whatever the circumstances are. But it's still a big deal. And the kids appreciate it. The coaches appreciate it. You know, the passion involved. You get in there in the practices, and they're busting their behinds to get it done. You know, again, some teams show up, some don't. That's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, it still ends up being a big event for the kids, for the coaches, for the programs. And the other game today, actually there's two. You got Minnesota at Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. And whether or not Tracy Clady is coaching game after coaching the team after today's game is something we'll get into as well. And then you have the Cactus Bowl tonight on ESPN and Boise State against the aforementioned Baylor Bears. And Rule will be coaching Baylor. So it's all, you know, it's all symmetrical. It's all tied together. And, you know, honestly, if you look at these bowl games leading up to the biggies, there's a whole bunch of them. You know, it's this stuff matters to these kids. And, you know, speaking of Minnesota, and we talked about it last week with one of their main guys, you know, Tracy Clady may not end up surviving. And there's now a petition out by the moveon.org people. And this is actually put forth by, and it's not, they have it as moveon.com, and it's not. And I had to do the double check on that just to make sure that there wasn't a secondary organization that I needed to be aware of. But moveon.org has put together a petition to get rid of Tracy Clady, and because of his response, not paying enough attention to the victim of the domestic violence. It there is such a poisoned atmosphere, and I'm trying to find the right words for it, against Minnesota football right now, that I don't know if Clady can survive it. And he stood by his players when they were protesting, feeling that justice was not being served. But he was literally the guy stuck between the rock and the hard place. And I don't know what the right answer is here. You know, he stood by his players. Then the testimony was released, and the kids who were going to boycott it, and it was only a 2-day boycott, ended that. They're going out west. And the petition says, "We, the undersized citizens of Minnesota and other concerned citizens, urge President Kaler and University of Minnesota Athletics Department to immediately terminate University of Minnesota head football coach Tracy Clays for the failure of leadership and lack of sound judgment." I got to finish it up on the other side because we're up against the break, but it is the ultimate rock and the hard place. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo, subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky.
You want to play some more?
What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, well, they've been jumping all over Tracy Clays. And you know, again, he was literally stuck between the rock and the hard place. He wanted to make sure that his players were properly represented. The stuff came out that was in the testimony. 10 players who were suspended and a bunch of players who were going to boycott. He stood by the kids that were boycotting. It ended after the stuff came out about what went on with the 10 team players because of his tweet. Not saying that, and his announcement, not saying that his kids, you know, were wrong and they respected the victim. Now they're after him to lose his job, and he's probably going to. It's a no-win situation for him. Maybe the end of his coaching career as well. Well, that's the end of hour one. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Harry Donahue for being on board. Stay tuned for the local news, and we'll be back with hour two of the attack right after this very, very short timeout.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am very much looking forward to sending out a strong message on the value of the reconciliation, as well as our sincere pray for the souls of the war dead.
Through a translator, that's the Japanese Prime Minister, who's visiting Hawaii, a historic trip that will today see him give prayers for the victims at Pearl Harbor. Here's more from Francis Reed.
The visit Shinzo Abe is making is a mirror image of that which U.S. President Barack Obama made to Hiroshima earlier this year. He was the first American president to visit the city where the USA dropped the atomic bomb.
President Obama will join Abe in that visit to Pearl Harbor today. Pop star George Michael's boyfriend says he's the one who found the singer dead in his bed on Christmas morning. George Michael was 53. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner ID Lion at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Police in about a dozen states say social media was a factor in some violent disturbances at malls across the nation on the day after Christmas. One mall outside Cleveland put on lockdown after a huge group of juveniles caused a big disturbance that is thought to have been organized on social media. Police in Colorado closing down the town center mall in Aurora after multiple fights broke out. There were similar instances in other states, including Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, and New Jersey. President-elect Donald Trump responds to something President Obama says. Here's more from USA's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump says there's no way President Obama would have won the election if he could have run against him. Obama tells the Axe Files podcast that he could have beaten Trump because his message of hope and change still resonates with voters.
Trump pushing back on Twitter, writing the president's record on jobs, ISIS, and Obamacare would have done him in. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
A now infamous move by House Democrats inspires Republicans to make sure it never happens again. Congressional Republicans now pushing for a bill to make it illegal to live stream from the U.S. House floor. The bill coming up for a vote next week is in response to that sit-in that Georgia Congressman John Lewis and others staged last summer as they tried to push for gun control. The official cameras were turned off during the sit-in, but some members went ahead and live streamed the protest so they could get their message out. When you wake up in the morning with a sore throat or something like that, you might say, gee, do I have a cold? Do I have the flu? Which is it? Well, here's Mark Mayfield with a little bit of advice.
Dr. Susan Rehm with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important to take note of your symptoms to get the best and quickest diagnosis.
There are many different respiratory viruses in addition to influenza. So it's important to differentiate, if you can, the difference between influenza and other respiratory viruses.
Dr. Rehm says it's also important to contact your doctor right away to make sure it's not an infection that requires antibiotics. Even if it is the flu, Dr. Rehm says you may benefit from taking prescription antiviral medication if it's caught within the first 48 hours.
And a Brooklyn, New York lawyer and activist has become the first Hasidic Jewish woman to hold public office in the United States. Rachel Fryer will start her job as a New York City civil court judge next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country carry the show as well. We don't talk about them too much because we don't have the time to do it. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways and devices and platforms that you can get. Not only this show, but all the programming here on the network. And post-Christmas, hopefully you have all your devices in place, all your new stuff, your new iPhone, your new Galaxy, whatever the device is that you've grabbed, you know, tablets, laptops, the whole nine yards. All of it's available. All of it's there. And it's at the push of a button, literally. And if it's TuneIn Radio or iHeart or Stitcher, whatever the circumstances are, they have the ability to give you the live programming. Anything in the archives as well. Any particular interview you want to grab. You missed Harry Donahue in the first hour. Boom, you can grab him. He's right there for you. You know, it's all about that. It's all about radio on the go. Particularly this kind of week where people are traveling all over the place. And, you know, you're tuning into your local station as you're traveling up I-95 or across Interstate 40. And you're getting some of these local guys that you're not particularly thrilled with. And you want to get you some Spano and Black. Well, guess what? We're right there for you. On your particular device. You can go to our webpage, click on the Listen Live button. We're right there as well. All the archived interviews and all that kind of good stuff that rides along with that. And, of course, for us, the American Forces Radio Network, Military Bowl this afternoon. We were talking about it. It's, you know, these kids give it all. Some of them put it on the line. Some of them never come back. Don't forget that. They put it out there for us. We like to put it out there for them. We're very happy and proud to be a part of that. We'll set the table for hour two right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 a.m, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Perfect. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, we'll talk about the various different things in the National Football League to jumpstart Hour 2. And we'll talk a little bit again about the National Basketball Association. AP released their list of athletes of the year. If we have time, we'll get to that. But, you know, again, we kind of ran out of time in Hour 1. The Cowboys last night and their ability to get it done when it mattered and just dominating that second half showed you that they are the best of the best. They have weaknesses, like I said, like everybody else. And I'll be curious to see how it plays out on Sunday, this upcoming weekend. Now, again, they have nothing to play for. They have home field throughout the playoffs. It's, you know, there's nothing going on that they need to alleviate other than the fact that if I were them, I would get Tony Romo some time to just knock off a little bit of rust. And therein lies the problem, because Jerry Jones, post-game, because he always has to have a press conference because he's Jerry Jones, said, we're not going to play Tony Romo. So, number one, he's usurping the power of the head football coach in Jason Garrett. And he gave his reasons, because I don't like the circumstances it would come under, which would be injury. And I think he was referring to the fact that if Dak wasn't able to go for whatever reason. But, you know, he's assuming that Dak's going to start. I have to be honest, I'd start Tony and give him the game. You know, they've been giving him a little bit of first team in practice, but they haven't been doing much of anything else. And he's worried about Romo getting hurt again. I get that. But, you know, again, if you're worried about him getting hurt again, then he shouldn't be playing football. He's completely healed. He said the entire season to sit. Now, their offensive line has injuries as well, and there'll be a couple of backups playing in the game. So from that aspect of it, I get it. But, you know, again, I don't care if you've been in the league 15 years. But, you know, you have to have a little bit of game action and knock rust off. First team reps aren't going to get it done. And, you know, look, Dak hasn't taken much of a pounding because he's mobile and he has a great offensive line. But I'm sure he could use a little downtime, too. Don't forget, they're going deep into a season. He's never played this many games before. And it probably wouldn't hurt him to sit a half. Ideal scenario, I'd start Prescott, play him for a half, play him a quarter, probably. Put in Tony Romo at that point and let him play the rest of the game. And keep it conservative. Don't get crazy. You know, hand the football off to Darren McFadden. You got to give Zeke some time off, too. But, I mean, when you look at Prescott's year and what he's been able to do, 23 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, 3,630 yards. I mean, if they win the 13th game, he ties Ben Roethlisberger for most by a rookie. And don't forget, Ben went to the Super Bowl that year and won, in spite of him, but they won. And, you know, again, he's still trying to get in sync in some things. You know, Dez, his stats are down this year. And they finally got in sync a little bit this past game, but they're not quite on the same page with everything. And don't forget, Dak, although he has the arm, he doesn't throw a particularly accurate deep ball yet. And that's Brian's specialty. I mean, he can break it open down the field. You got to hit him. But, you know, look, it we get it. Every player wants to play in every single game. It goes with the territory. But you can't, on the slight possibility that Prescott gets injured, you can't have Tony Romo go into a playoff game against elite competition without having any snaps. And, you know, I understand both sides of the argument. I truly do. But I, just for the sake of doing it, and making sure that everybody is ready, I think you need to get it done from that aspect. Make sure he gets a couple of reps. Make sure that the ability to step in on a moment's notice is there. You know, don't forget, Tony Romo hasn't been a backup since his rookie season, where he was the third quarterback. You know, it's an uncomfortable and unfamiliar situation with him. And, you know, you want to make sure that he's ready to roll on the just in case. You hope it never comes to that. You know, I mean, you do hope it never comes to that, but the possibility exists. And if that ends up being the case, it's something that's going to have to be dealt with. And I think they would be well served to get a little bit of that rust knocked off. But, you know, hell, it's not my team. You know, the aforementioned Detroit Lions as well. They're in trouble. And, you know, again, Dallas, with really nothing to play for on Monday, took care of their business in a big way. And the intriguing matchup this upcoming Sunday is going to be Redskins-Giants and Detroit-Green Bay. And not only are you looking at a competition in which if Detroit wins, they're in. Green Bay wins, they're in. The Redskins win and Detroit loses, they're in. So it's tenuous ground for the Detroit Lions going into this upcoming weekend. I mean, you know, you look at it from the perspective of what's going on with the Giants, and this will be interesting in itself, because you're going to see what the philosophy of Ben McAdoo is as opposed to Tom Coughlin. We'll take it back to the Super Bowl year when Coughlin played against New England when they had nothing to play for. They were in, and he played it straight up, lined up man for man with New England, and although New England won the game, they only won it by 3 points, and the Giants knew they could compete. And when they met up in the Super Bowl, Giants won a football game. This time around, you got a different head coach in place. They're in the playoffs. Their offense and defense are nicked up. Eli looked tired in the last game. And, you know, it's one of those scenarios. Who's going to go? I mean, are you going to see a bunch of Ryan Nassib after the first quarter? My guess would be yes. Are you going to see the backups of the backups getting some playing time? Yeah, I think so. My answer would be yes. They'll probably hold out snacks. And so they'll be playing against a Washington team that has something to play for. And I don't know which team is going to show up. So it's an intriguing question. And Detroit put themselves in a bad position by losing last night's game when Dallas had nothing to play for. So we're going to pick it up there and explore the playoff possibilities a little bit further. And maybe a little bit of draft order, too, because, God, I love the draft. Teams can make it or break it. I'm Bob Black. Don't break it.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Well, we love you guys, too. Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. At Joe Spano 56, if you want to annoy him on his day off, feel free. 1-800-878-PLAY. Is the phone number 1-800-878-7529. And again, I'm talking a little bit about Dallas, a little bit about Detroit. And, you know, again, Detroit's had a heck of a good year, but they're facing Green Bay coming in as the hottest team in football right now, if not the hottest, one of the hottest. Stafford is definitely getting affected by the hand. He's just not able to put the ball down the field with any consistency, and you can see the inaccuracy when he does. He's gotten it out, but he'll have surgery on the hand after the year. And it's tough. I mean, you know, you would hate to see this team miss the playoffs after playing so well for so long. But as a betting man, which I am, I would take Green Bay going into this weekend, and I would take Washington over the Giants going into this weekend. So, you know, when we do our preview on Friday, we'll sort it all out for you. Games that matter, games that don't, teams that are playing for pride, and teams that are just playing out the string. You know, it's strange times up in Minnesota. And we talked about it yesterday, and a very bizarre game in that not so much the actual physical game itself, but just what Terrence Newman and Xavier Rhodes did by altering the game plan, the defensive game plan of the Minnesota Vikings, and taking it upon themselves to decide who was going to cover Jordy Nelson. And Coach Zimmer said, you know, I'm upset. Well, Nixon was upset too. But he didn't have a full-blown, well, yeah, I guess maybe he did have a full-blown mutiny, but this is Newman called it a miscommunication, and Xavier Rhodes said that he and the rest of the team's defensive backs decided to play a certain coverage on Nelson, regardless of Zimmer's call. I've never heard of that in professional football. Now, Zimmer's response was, I don't think he really felt like that's what he meant to say. Huh? Xavier's a great kid. Sometimes he gets nervous about things and says it, but I don't think that's the case. So what happened? Like I said, these two cornerbacks decided to play sides rather than have Rhodes shadow Nelson, which was the initial game plan of Mike Zimmer. His explanation was they played the coverage that was called, but they might have messed it up. Well, they didn't mess it up for an entire half. And credit to ESPN here, Kevin Seifert. He said he asked Zimmer directly to clarify, did any player intentionally play the wrong coverage? No, never. Now, number one, I don't buy it. Number two, both players agreed that was what they decided to do before the game. And it went uncorrected for an entire half. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall in that locker room at halftime. But I am amazed that they didn't address it on the sidelines. Defensive coordinator didn't do anything, although Zimmer runs the defense. Head coach didn't do anything. You're in a game fighting for your life because they were eliminated after this game. And they, you know, this is it. In a season of turmoil where you lost your two best players for great chunks of the season, Bridgewater for the entire season and Superman up until this past week. Well, the week before, actually, he didn't play this week. You know, you really wonder what the hell's going on there and whether or not Zimmer's going to survive this. Now, for all the coaching carousel and, you know, all the alleged experts that do what we do for a living and write on their blogs and all that kind of good stuff, the name Mike Zimmer has not come up on any coach's hot seat. Rick Spielman did the job trying to get him a quarterback. They gave back a number one. They're uncertain whether or not Teddy Bridgewater is ever going to be able to play again, let alone be the starting quarterback. So they got that in place. They got AP back for a week. He rushed it back. The knee's still sore. There's nothing to play for. There's no reason for him to go out on the field. Rehab the rest of the offseason and hopefully come back and hit the ground running next year. I've talked in great length about the fact that they need more weapons on offense. Everything they should do in the draft and free agency is on offense. Everything. Offensive line, weapons, the whole nine yards. And take pressure off that defense. That defense was good for a big part of the season. But it broke down under the consistent pressure of an offense that was not putting points up on the board. Bradford managed to stay healthy the entire season. Woohoo! And they have him under contract for another year. So if Bridgewater can't come back, they're covered. You know, all is not lost. However, when you look at what's going on there, you know, it is very accurately put in Seifert's article. Tales of players' insurrection and insubordination, true or exaggerated, get people fired. Zimmer was ticked off about what happened. He burst out in his press conference. As I said, he runs their defense, really. And the defense has collapsed over the last couple of weeks. And he'll get the blame for that, and rightfully so. But again, you know, when you look at what had happened to this team, the expectations were limited, but they got off to the quick start. Everybody was like, oh my God, they found the formula because they got Sam Bradford. But it exposed a lot of the weaknesses on the team as well as the season went on, which is what always happens in the National Football League. It's always injury. It's always attrition. And you get the backups at key positions, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, we're not that good. And that's what happened with Minnesota. They don't have weapons. Not enough. Certainly without AP in there. And Minnesota, Ziggy's got him some real big questions up there that he's going to have to answer. Because it's starting to look like this team is falling apart, not only from the outside in with the injuries, but from the inside out as well. And what kind of control does Mike Zimmer have off this on this team? They say in the ability to motivate his players, it's all about platitudes and quotes and all this kind of good stuff. And the guys are buying into it. Well, they didn't buy into it last weekend because they had a game plan in place and the two players took it upon themselves to alter the game plan. And I'll throw another one out there at you. North Turner. Walking out the door in midseason. Done. Just walks out. What was that about? They did it gracefully. He said it was time. He felt like moving on. Blah, blah, blah. You know, but obviously there's something more to it. And it wasn't something that was chased because it's not a big sexy headline. Offensive coordinator quits. All right, BFD. Well, first of all, it's one of the greatest offensive coordinators in the history of the game in North Turner. And if he and the head coach were not on the same page on how to go about running an offense, especially since Zimmer is a defensive specialist and Turner is an offensive specialist, you're not hiding that discord from the players. They know exactly what's going on. And it's the job of any head football coach to make sure he's involved in all aspects of the team. These guys who only specialize in one area and leave the rest of it to their assistant coaches usually don't succeed very well as head football coaches. We saw it here in New York with Rex. And he's going through a lot of the same thing up in Buffalo, although he seems to be more hands-on since Greg Roman went out the door and Johnny Lynn took the job as offensive coordinator. But again, he's on the hot seat too. And you look at this Minnesota team, and like I said, there wasn't a hint of a rumor that there would be a change in Minnesota, and they're not even saying it now. I went on, I checked out the local players, the local papers, I should say. You know, but they're basically attributing everything that went on Saturday to people being misquoted. Defensive backs, coaches, other players. Can't buy that. Can't buy that at all. We're going to pick it up right there and continue this a little bit before we move on to other things. I'm Bob Black, Spano Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
I think they all look edgy. Certainly are up in Minnesota. You know, again, it's amazing how you can go from being a Coach of the Year candidate to in the toilet as quickly as Mike Zimmer has. You know, and look, he one thing about Zimmer, and it's something that his players really like and they advocated, is that he's very blunt. There's no deceit in him. And I think that was part of the problem. When he started doing the homina, homina, homina this past Saturday, people were like, well, that's not him. That's not the guy that we have known as the head football coach here and got off to the great start. And they talk about that being his assets, you know, the blunt assessments, the honest answers. He's a down-to-earth kind of guy that you feel like you could sit and have a beer with. You know, but that plays so far. You have to recognize the fact you're the CEO of a football team. You're running a team. And it's all, you know, look, ownership is great. They write checks. Director of football operations, general manager, the whole nine yards. You answer to all those guys. But once the season starts and everything is going on between the sidelines, it's all about you. And it's all about the job and how you get it done. And when you look at the Vikings season overall, look, they are absolutely decimated and destroyed by injury. But what's going on in that locker room now? And like I said, I'm tying the two together. North Turner is respected a football coach as there is in the game. He didn't particularly succeed as a head football coach, although he wasn't the ultimate disaster that a lot of people paint him out to be. He took over flawed teams and wasn't able to correct the flaws. But when it comes to being an offensive coordinator in the National Football League, there have been few better, if any. And he walked away. And now you have veterans who are in open defiance of the game plan. And naturally, you try to divert attention. You know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And I like I said, after this is done, this season, I'm real curious to see how this is going to play out. You don't want to, again, we don't do the whole turmoil thing. But finishing at 7-9 after a 5-0 start puts up a lot of red flags should they lose this week. And, you know, again, what direction is this team going to go? We talk about this all the time. You know, AP has a ton of mileage on him, but he continues to perform like an elite performer. But let's be honest, it's going to catch up to him someday. He's over 30, two knee injuries in the last three seasons. It's going to happen. As great as he's been, and he's one of the greatest, if not the best of all time, it's going to happen. And the day that happens, should it be next year? You know, should he get through training camp and all of a sudden they find out after this last operation, he doesn't have the burst anymore? That window not only closes, it slams shut on the Minnesota Vikings. And this is a team that's been trying to build its way back. They did it the right way. They got their franchise quarterback. Now he's hurt and his career is in question. They managed to get a guy in there who's a competent, if not above average, NFL quarterback. And I'm looking at film right now on the Jordy Nelson stuff. Guy was running all over the field by himself. They couldn't cover him with a sheet. And they took it upon themselves to change the game plan. So, you know, again, I'm not thinking he's going to get fired. But this is a team that I'm going to be keeping an eye on next year in a big time way for all the reasons that we've talked about. Injury, end of the road for AP, if that's possible. You know, direction of the team under Mike Zimmer. Do they get it back together on offense? What are they able to do defensively? This is a big ongoing story in Minnesota. They couldn't have covered him with a blanket. And you know, again, these explanations, they don't hold water. And Zimmer really does not have a legitimate explanation. They're all pleading ignorance. They're all saying, well, you know, we did this, we decided that. And Zimmer left it as, you know, Terrence and I have an unbelievable relationship. He can come talk to me about anything, anytime. Well, guess what? I think you might want to go talk to Terrence. You might want to take the initiative here. Because if you lay back and you just let it fester, as it were, you know, stays to say on I Love Lucy, you got some splaining to do. I don't get it. I don't get it. Be curious to see how it plays, man. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I wanted to give a little shout out here. AP gave their Female Athlete of the Year award. It went to Simone Biles. And it's pretty cool. I mean, what she did down in Rio was absolutely amazing. 4 golds and a bronze. Just absolutely brilliant. And everybody knows if you say Simone, exactly who you're talking about. She got 31 out of a possible 59 votes. Katie Ledecky got 4 golds and a silver in Rio, finished second with 20 votes. And you know something, I get it. And there's going to be people that think she was more deserving than Simone. And, you know, I have no issue with Simone Biles getting all these votes and getting the award. Serena Williams finished third with Breonna Stewart. And, you know, Serena's just, we won't really appreciate her until she's gone. At least not as much as we should. But Biles, you know, it the expectations going into Rio, and people forget, this was the gymnast team that was going to, you know, rival the initial girls who had made such a big splash on the international stage. And the expectations for the women's gymnastics team are so high at this point that when they don't win a gold, it's, you know, It's an amazing, devastating thing. And she's a kid. You know, she's a kid. She was supposed to go to UCLA. She turned pro because there was too much money out there. And all the commercial opportunities that go along with winning a gold medal, had she flopped, she'd have been just another gymnast. You know, she was part of the Final Five, working under the Carolis. Hopefully not literally. That's a conversation for a different day. You know, and going back to August, she just never felt the pressure, at least not externally. You know, when you looked at Gabby and Allie Raceman and Lori Hernandez and Madison, It's America and the rest of the world. And that's why I think the the recognition is legit. You know, Katie Ledecky, swimming is a very equal competition, a very intense competition. But a lot of teams can still compete with the United States. In gymnastics, it's a complete domination. And what Martha Caroli has been able to do with the women and Bella with the guys, overseeing the whole program, but specifically with the guys, has been just otherworldly. You know, I mean, even her individual even her individual score against Allie Raisman, she beat her by 2 full points. Well, they equated it in the article to winning a football game by 3 touchdowns. And honestly, you know, it could have been a fifth in Rio, if not for a bad landing on her front flip. It's the only time she broke form in the entire Olympics. She carried the flag at the closing ceremonies, put an autobiography out there, which, you know, at that age, when you're a teenager, that's got to be a pretty thin book. You know, they do the post-Olympic tour with the teammates and all that kind of good stuff. She hung out with President Obama. And she's open to going to Tokyo in 2020. I mean, why not? Why not? She's still having a good time. You know, there was the bit of the controversy with the standing for the American flag, putting her hand over her heart. And, you know, I mean, she was just a teenager who was fidgeting after having one of the best performances of her life. That was just nitpicking and stupidity and the brave, brave souls who hide behind their keyboards on social media looking to target a kid that didn't deserve that level of scrutiny in any way, shape, or form. You know, but really cool for her. Really cool for her. And I always, you know, it's funny, in doing this job, you enjoy what goes on the athletic competition level, and you get selfish. I mean, there are certain people that I hope don't step off the stage. She's one of them. Hell, I hope Phelps focuses on one thing and comes back and tries for another gold. I know it's not going to happen, but, you know, I'm that selfish when it comes to that stuff. I don't want to see people walk off the stage when they're in their prime. And she's in her prime. Talk about being a leader. She's somebody literally that could lead this Olympic team again in 2020. Most of the other people on the team won't be there, one or two of them. Get the new crop and lead the way. She got my vote. She was just extraordinary. And what a joy to watch. That's why when it comes right down to it and they're doing the Olympics, it's always gymnastics that gets the highest ratings. They love watching these girls work. They're absolutely extraordinary. And what's going on behind the scenes will come into focus a little more in 2020 because they're trying to clean up a pretty big mess in gymnastics. But with that being said, we still dominate the world. I dominate the airwaves, and I'll finish it up right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365
One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. I want to thank Harry Donahue from the Temple Owls for coming on board. You know, it was funny. I saw this story this morning, and I wanted to get to it, and I'm going to bounce it at the end here and maybe talk about it a little more tomorrow. But, you know, Ollie from Hoosiers and Rick Barry from the Hall of Fame managed to shoot free throws underhanded. And Shinanu Onuwaku, rookie out of Louisville, who's been playing for the Houston D League team, went up against the Suns last night because Clint Capella's on the shelf. And he got some time. And he's doing something that big men in the NBA should swallow their pride and learn how to do. He's shooting free throws underhanded. He did it at Louisville. And his percentage went way up. He was shooting in the D League at 67.5%. Not great, not Rick Barry, but enough to keep him in the league and keep him on the court when he plays. Well, let me tell you something, Andre Drummond. And let me tell you something, DeAndre Jordan. And let me tell you something, Dwight Howard. It's something you might want to go to school on. Because your inability to shoot free throws hurts your team. This is why you are stars and not superstars in this league. Your coach doesn't have a choice. He's got to take you off the court at the end of basketball games because your ego gets in the way of playing better basketball and helping your team. If this rookie who appreciates being in the league and getting a nice paycheck and hopefully staying in the league for a long time can swallow his pride and get it done, you with the mega contracts need to do exactly the same thing and make sure you're benefiting your teammates and being on the floor at the end of the games where it really matters. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with another edition of it tomorrow. Robert, Thanks for getting it all done. I really appreciate it. And we'll chat later.